Hola, Chiela, Chavach, and Nisa Meshe Chazara, but Yalva Brina, Nisa Ali Maisav. He who bears the measure of seeds walks along weeping, but will return in exaltation a bearer of his sheaves. Rather cryptic pasuk to end off this beautiful, beautiful parak. And this follows the Ibn Ezra says like this. The Meshech is a vessel holding a measured amount of seeds. Everybody understands the importance of seeds to agriculture. You can't learn everything without them. In fact, the whole Seder of Mishnayos that refers to agriculture is called Zeraim seeds. But these Zeraim, these seeds, are more appreciated in the desert. The poor man carrying seeds in the desert weeps in fear that sufficient rain may not fall to provide with even the most meager of harvests. Radak explains that Hashem sees his plight and has mercy on him and enables him to reap a beautiful crop. Okay, what's that got to do with us? So Radak explains that Klal Yisrael, when we're in Galus, will carry the burden of spiritual seeds in a hostile world. We're carrying our own seeds in the desert of Galus. And we're fearful because maybe those seeds are going to go to waste. But at the end of it all, Hashem will reveal and reward the sacrifice with bounty in the world to come. But Yavah Barina Noisal and Moisav will return in exaltation a bearer of sheaves. And therefore, in Galus, there's so many badges of shame, so many restrictions, so much discrimination that we have to bear. Once the Geula comes, when the Geula comes, we'll reap the harvest of our labor. And instead of shame, Klal Yisrael will bear the rich sheaves of success. This is what it's all about. This is what we mark on Tisha B'Av. How challenging, how difficult, how oppressive the Galus has been. We hold on tight, like the one that carries seeds in the desert. And the Farsha explains that no matter how long the person in the desert may walk on his way in tears, carrying the measure of seed for the acre of mankind, he will surely return home one day with exultation bearing his sheaves. We're on a very long journey. We have an incredibly important mission to accomplish. There are lots and lots of things that are getting in the way. There are lots of hostile enemies who would like to stop us fulfilling that national mission. We understand we carry something very precious. Something the world needs so badly. By holding on tight, by having the faith and the courage to be able to sow those seeds on the most barren of deserts, we're demonstrating our faith in Hashem, Zeraim is Emunah. And Hashem repays our faith in Him with faith in us. And will ultimately reward us, Achris Hayamim. We will indeed come home reaping the benefits of everything that we've sown in Galus. That concludes this parak. A beautiful, beautiful parak. With ideas that we need to input every single time we say Shir HaMaalos before benching and wherever else, whenever else. We hope that these words should come true very, very soon.